This week we lang two sedras, Nitzavim Vayelech and Shulchan Aruch. They quote the practice from the Bali Atesis and Nagoth Maimini that we should divide the sedras equally between the two. We should divide the aliyahs equally between the two sedras of Nitzavim Vayelech. You shouldn't give more cover to one than the other. We should practice the sedras are not human beings that they're going to feel slighted or insulted, but we should practice on the sedras that when it comes to human beings, if they're two people who deserve cover, we should give them equal cover, unless it's clear that one deserves more cover than the other, not to hurt the feelings of one or the other. So there are two opinions in Achrayim, the Taz and the Lavush. How are you supposed to divide the sedras equally? So the common practice is that we only makbid on the Zayin Kruim. Let's say in some shuls, they always make Hosafos in order to make money for the shul, in order to make Mishaberachs. So there is an opinion that the Gabbai has to make up his mind in advance before he gives any aliyahs. How many aliyahs is he going to give today? He's going to give 10 aliyahs instead of 7. So then he should divide 5 and 5. He's going to give 12 aliyahs, so he should divide 6 and 6. Going to give 8 aliyahs, so he should divide 4 and 4. And the other opinion is, no, the Taz disagrees, but the Lavushi says, no, it only depends on the Zayin Kruim. You should give 3.5 aliyahs in the first sedra, 3.5 aliyahs in the second sedra. You always mechaber the two sedras with Revi. Revi starts at the end of the, whenever you have a habachuk say, whenever you have to matiz masay, so you always mechaber with Revi. So Rav said, so these are two opinions in Achrayim. So Rav Soloveitchik said that his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, recommended that you shouldn't make any hosofos. Whenever you have a Shabbos where you're laying mechubarim, two sedras, in order to avoid getting involved in this machlokes Achrayim between the Taz and the Lavush, best is not to make any hosofos and to be mechaba with Revi. So everyone will agree that that's okay. The parsha begins with the footnote on the Teuchecha in Kisavai. At the end of the Teuchecha, it says, Ela Divri Habris, that's in the last pasuk in chapter Chavches, Ela Divri Habris, I should see Basham as Moshe Lichus, Mezal Biaz Melvad Habris, over and above the bris that was made, Bahar Chorev. Chorev is Har Sinai. Why was there a need for a second bris? They already had a bris at Har Sinai. So the last pasuk in Parshas Nitzavim, the last pasuk in the Levi's Aliyah, gives you the answer. Kiyas Hashem Poimano Emet Hayom Lefnei Hashem Elkeinu Veis Hashem Enene Poimano Emet Hayom. So Rashi quotes from the Gemara and Shavuos Hashem Enene Emet Po and the Doras Asidim Lihios the Doras Aboim. We today are obligated to observe all the mitzvahs of Torah not because of the bris at Har Sinai. The bris at Har Sinai was only binding on the people who were there. True, the Gemara says in Masechah Shabbos that all of the neshamas were there at Har Sinai. All of the neshamas were present at Har Sinai. That was for a different purpose. The neshamas were there because it says the purpose of Gilui Shechinah and Har Sinai is Mantir Yiras Hashem, Mantir Yiras Al Panech Melabilti Sechato. Maimon Har Sinai has such an effect on all of the people. It had an effect even on the neshamas who were there. But if you're talking about a binding bris, an obligation to observe mitzvah, that's only binding on real people who are present at Maimon Har Sinai. The neshamas who were there can't be bound. So that's why there was a need for a second bris. And but the second bris also, the second bris was only made with the people who were there at Arvis Mayav. How is that binding on the Doras Aboim? So the answer is there's a difference between the Lashon of the Teuchecha, the Brachos and the Klolos is the text of the Bris. There's a difference in the Lashon between the Teuchecha in Bechukaisai and the Teuchecha in Kisava. The Teuchecha in Bechukaisai, everything is in the plural. Because the Telechus, not the Shmor, everything is in the plural, which means Al-Cholechad V'yechod, the bris was binding on each and every individual person. Masha'enikain, the bris in Parshas Kisava is written in the singular. So the Vilna Gaon is quoted as having said that whenever you have a parsha written that appears in the Chumash twice, once in the singular and once in the plural, so when it's in the plural, it refers to Cholech and Viachad, each individual person. When it's in the singular, it refers to Klal Yisrael as a nation. Where did the Vilna Gaon get it from? Because the Gemara quotes a brisa from the Sifrei and the Sifro. It's both in the Sifro and Parshas and more, and Sifrei and Parshas Re'ei regarding Sfiras HaOmer. In Parshas and more, I think it says in the plural, Sfartem Lachem, in the plural. And in and in Parshas Re'ei, I think it says in the singular, Shibishuas Tispaloch. So how come sometimes in the plural, sometimes in the singular? So the Sifrei says, both the Sifrei and the Sifro, they both say, each individual person has a chib, a chibis a yachid, the count sphere. Shibashuas tizbalach, and the singular means that Klal Yisrael has to count sphere. That means Al Yidei Bezn, Bezn Agadol has to count sphere on behalf of Klal Yisrael. Like the pasuk in the beginning of Parshas Bahar, when it says, Zafartalacha sheva shapsa shanim sheva shanim sheva pamim, that's not a chibis a yachid, a kol yachid, the yachid to count what year it is in the Shemitah cycle in order to establish Shemitah, that's only a Chayvah Satzibur. The Zafar Talacha in the singular speaks to the Klal Yisrael has to fulfill that mitzvah by having the Bezna Gadol count. Sheva Shapshasham, Sheva Sham, Sheva Pam, that's only a Chayvah and the Bezna Gadol. It's not called Yochav Yochav. The Sphere So Emer, according to the simple reading of the Sifro and the Sifrei, is both a chayvus ha-yochid and a chayvus ha-tzibur. The kol yochid v'yochid, u'svartem lachem shetei sfir l'chalecha v'yechad, each individual person has to count sfiras ha-imer. Then it's a mitzvah that Bez Nagar should count sfiras ha-imer in order to be kaveh shavuos. Kviyas ha-luach is always accomplished by the Bez Nagar. They decide when Rosh Chodesh should be, on the 30th day, the 31st day, whether the month that's ending should have 29 days or 30 days, and the Bez Nagar has a Bezn of three that decides whether any given year should have 12 months or 13 months. So too, establishing Shavuos depends on the Sfiras HaOmer. So that's why the old Girsa and the Sifro and the Sifrei was that there's a special mitzvah on the Bez Nagoro, the Cheskuni, beginning of Parshas Bahar, clearly had that old Girsan. He talks about the two mitzvahs of Sfiras HaOmer, a mitzvah on the Bez Nagadol to count, and the mitzvah called Yochid V'Yochid to count. The Vilna Gaon changed the Girsan in the Sifrei and the Sifro. Then instead of saying that there are two mitzvahs, the Pasuk, he corrected the Girsan, then she read like this, Shibu Shavuos Tispaloch, Yochol bebezn, maybe the mitzvah is only on a bezn agadol. It's a mistake in Havamin, and Talmud Lomar, Mesfartem Lachem, in the plural, Shetesfir Lachalechad Viechot. So the Havamin is rejected. According to where the Vilna Gaon corrected the Girsa, it turns out in Maskana that there is no Chayvah Satzibah, there's only a Chayvah Sayochid. So why do you have the Pasuk Shivashuas Tispaloch in the singular? To teach you that Mimachas HaShabbos doesn't mean Sunday, the Karoim and the Christians picked it up from the Tzedukim. The Tzedukim used to, in the days of the Bai Sheni, there was a period of time that the Tzedukim were running the whole show. The Kohanim who were Tzedukim were running the whole show. So they were always celebrating Shavuos on a Sunday as an extended weekend. And it said, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara quotes this expression, Moshe Rabbeinu, Oyev Yisrael Hoya, he loved the Jewish people. So when he invented the Din of Shavuos, they didn't believe in Torah Min HaShemayim. They believed that they thought that Moshe Rabbeinu made up all the dinim. So Moshe Rabbeinu loved the Jewish people. So Pesach is a whole week, you go away to the hotel. And Sukkot is a whole week, so you go away to the hotel. But Shavuos is only one day. How are you going to go away? There are a lot of people who go there to Israel for Pesach and for Sukkot. They don't go for Shavuos. Shavuos is only a yontav of one day. And it's hard to take off in the middle of the week. So Moshe Rabbeinu was over Israel. So he made Shavuos an extended weekend because Shabbos he take off. Shavuos is always on a Sunday because he can't Svira Mimachas HaShabbos. So they understood Mimachas HaShabbos. He start counting Svira from Sunday. So it's 7 full weeks, Sunday through Shabbos. Then the next, at the end of the 7th week, Shabbos is always going to be on a Sunday. That's going to be an extended weekend. We don't paskin like that. We paskin, we accept according the tradition of the Torah Shebaal Peh that Mimochas HaShabbos means you start counting Sfiras HaOmer when the first day Chol HaMoed Pesach, that the word Shabbos in that pasuk, every so often there's a pasuk in Tanakh that the word Shabbos means Yontif, it doesn't mean Shabbos. So the word Shabbos in that pasuk refers to Yontif, doesn't refer to what we call Shabbos, Shabbos Bereshis, the Shabbos that comes every week. It's Shabbos of Yontif of Pesach. So Sfiras HaOmer starts on the first day of Chol HaMoed Pesach. And so there's only one day Yontif. So the second day Pesach is the first day Chol HaMoed in Eretz Yisrael. So that's what the that's why the pasuk says Shabbos Tis Balach Sfira HaTuluya BeBezin. The Sfiras HaOmer depends on when Bezin declares Shabbos Bereshis is Kriya BeKaima from Sheshes Mei Bereshis. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Vayivarech Elokim Es Yom HaShvi'i. When he created the world. But Shabbos, the Yontif Pesach is established by the Bez Nagorl. So why does it say in the singular, not that there are two, according to the Vilna Gaon's emendation of the text in the Sifro and the Sifrei, it's in both places, both the Sifro and the Sifrei, the old Girsa was not like the Gro. And the Gro changed it. The old Girsa was and how do you know that even call Yachav Yachav is also Mechuyib? Because it says Fatem Lachem in the plural. The Vilna Gaon changed the gears. Yachal Bebezin. Shibishuas Tizbalach. Yachal, one might mistakenly think, only the Bezna Gadol has a mitzvah. Why? Because the whole purpose of Sfiras HaOmer is to be Kaveh Shavuos, and that's the responsibility of the Bezna Gadol to be Kaveh the Luach. So why does it say, so the Gemara quotes a brisa, Tzvira Hatluya BeBezin. It's up to Bezin to determine when the first day of Tzvira is, the first day of Chol HaMoed Pesach. Because Pesach is established by the Chachamim. It does mean Shabbos Bereshis. So that's what they quote from the Vilna Gaon. You see from that brisa, that whenever you have a parsha that appears twice in the Chumash, once in the singular, once in the plural, so when it appears in the plural, it means L'Chalecha B'Yech. When it appears in the singular, it's one mitzvah on all of Klal Yisrael, and the Bez Nagadol has to do the mitzvah to fulfill the mitzvah on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. So the Techecha appears twice. There were two. The Techecha was the text Eile Divrei HaBris. So the Techecha was the text of the Krisas Bris, the Brachas and Klal, both at Har Sinai and in Har Bismayav. So in Har Sinai, it's written in the plural L'Cholecha Minchu Kaisai Tei Lechu. So I said Tishmayru and so on. Why in the plural? Because it was a bris that was made with individuals. There was no Klal Yisrael. There was no Tziruf of Klal Yisrael. It was Vayichan Sham, Betachtis Ha'or, Kishecha B'Levechot, but Al Pidin. Psychologically, maybe there was Achdus, but Al Pidin, there were Yechidim. They didn't become the Tziruf as a Klal Yisrael till they had a national homeland. Till they crossed over the Yarden and they made the Brachas of Klal Yisrael and Hagriz Maharevo. And that's when the din of Kol Yisrael Ariv Mezebezeh set in. That's how the Gemara comments on the concluding pasuk on Shlishi in Parshas Nitzavim. That's the last pasuk in chapter Chavtes. And this Torah al Shem Elokeinu Haniglos Lono Vaneinu Ad Olam. Rashi quotes from the Gemara. There are Yud Aleph Nekudas on the letters over here and the Ayin of Ad. Why are they Nekudas? Nekuda on top means as if it's crossed out. If someone is doing an aver, it's my responsibility to get him to stop doing the aver. If someone is not doing a mitzvah, we're all responsible for each other. So that didn't begin right away. That didn't begin till they crossed over the Yarden and they were mekabel the brachas haklolus the hagriz maharevol. That's what Rav Soloveitchik explained. The krisus bris of the hagriz maharevol was not an independent bris. It was the gemara of the bris that was made in Arbis Moyav. The Rebbeinu Shlomo wanted Moshe Rabbeinu was the Adon HaNaviim. He should be Mesada the Bris, the covenant between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Yisrael. But the Rebbeinu Shlomo wanted the second Bris should be with Klal Yisrael as a nation, in order that the Doris HaSidim Lava will also be bound. We today are obligated to observe mitzvahs, not because of the Bris of Har Sinai. Bris of Har Sinai was made only with the individuals who were alive at that time. We weren't born yet. Our neshamas were there. But a bris with the neshama is not binding. So the bris that binds us is the bris at Arvis Mayav, which was made with Klal Yisrael. But we didn't become Klal Yisrael till Brachas HaKlal HaGriz Ma'arevo. So Yehoshua ben Nun was the Talmud of Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't, he was punished. He wasn't permitted to cross over the Arden. So how are you going to arrange this? Baruch Shalom, on the one hand, he wanted Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the Adon HaNavim, to supervise this Krisis Bis, but he wanted the Krisis Bis has to be made in Eretz Yisrael. We don't have a tzirif of a tzibur, of a nation, until you have a national homeland, so until they crossed over the Arden. It's not Shaykh. So he said Moshe Rabbeinu should begin the Bris, Yehoshua ben Nun should complete the Bris. It's not that the Bris in Hagriz Maharevo was a third independent Bris, it was the Gemara of the Bris that Moshe Rabbeinu supervised in Arvas Moyov. So we all have the opening Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, Moshe Kibbel Torah Misinai. We Orthodox Jews believe in Torah Misinai. What does it mean Torah Misinai? Why such an insistence on Torah Misinai? So it does not mean that our obligation to observe mitzvahs today is because of Maimon HaSinai. It's not true. Our obligation is because of the Bris El Hagriz Maharevo that Moshe Rabbeinu began, Yehoshua ben Nun completed in Hagriz Maharevo. Does it mean we believe Moshe Kibbel Torah Misinai? We believe in Torah Misinai that the whole text of the Chumash was revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu HaSinai. It's also not true. The Gemara has a whole sugya in the first parak in Chagiga, big machlokes hatanoim, that the Torah is a composite of three. The Apikursim say the Torah is a composite of different texts that were written by different people at different times. So that's a mixas emes. The Torah is a composite of different texts. That is true. That says in the Torah it says itself. It says like that, but it's not written by human beings. All the three versions of the Torah were dictated word for word, letter for letter, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Torah is a composite of three different texts. The first text is V'dabar Hashem El Moshe B'har Sinai Leimar, V'dabar Hashem El Moshe Me'oel Mo'ed Leimar, the 40 years traveling in Midbar. Moshe Rabbeinu got a lot of nevuas, and V'dabar Hashem El Moshe Me'arvis Mo'ev Leimar. So the Torah is a composite of three different texts. Sometimes at the end of the 40 years, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, regarding this mitzvah, put in text A. Regarding that mitzvah, put in text B. Regarding the other mitzvah, put in text C. Why was there a need for three different versions of Kol HaTorah Kulo? So that's the point of dispute between the Tanaim. So half of the Tanaim were of the opinion that the first version was incomplete. Whatever mitzvahs were presented in complete form the first time around Har Sinai, so there was no need for a second and a third version. But those mitzvahs that were only given partially the first time around, sometimes the second version had more details, and that was also, there was no need for a third version. And sometimes even the second version was incomplete, there was a need for a third version. So that's what Rabbi Shmuel holds, and half of the Tanaim hold like that. And the more popular opinion is the one that Rashi quotes at the beginning of Parshas Bahar, that represents Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Rashi holds, we pass on like Rabbi Akiva, that Mayin Shmita Eitzel Har Sinai, because all the dinim of Shmita are contained in Parshas Bahar. You don't have any details mentioned later. So just like Shemitah, Nemra Klal, Lesepra, Tesea, Dikdeke, all the details from A to Z, everything was spelled out of Har Sinai. So too, all the other 613 mitzvahs, every single mitzvah was spelled out, the Moshe Rabbeinu, with all the details, originally the first time in Har Sinai, the second time in Oel Moed, and the third time in Avos Moed. So the Gemara leaves you hanging. The Gemara doesn't explain. So why was there a need for a second version and a third version? If the first version and the second version had everything from A to Z, why did Rabbi Shalom give Moshe Rabbeinu a different version of the Torah? That is a question, but we don't know the answer, but it's clear from the Chumash itself. That's what the Chazon Ish has a whole essay about this. In Chelek Arachayim, all of the essays in the Chazon Ish are in the order that the topics appear in Shulchan Aruch Arachayim. So what you would have after Hilchas Pesach, you would have the Dinim of Shavuos. So by Shavuos, the Chazon Ish has an essay, Seder Mesiras HaTorah. How was the Torah transmitted to Moshe Rabbeinu? How did Moshe Rabbeinu transmit it to Bnei Yisrael? So he writes about this. So he explains that all of Tanaim agree that the Chumash, as we have it, is a composite of three different texts. And according to Rabbi Shmuel, we understand why there was a need for the second and the third text. Whenever the first text was incomplete, there was need for a second. Whenever mitzvah, the second text was incomplete, there was a need for a third text in Arvis Mayav. But according to Rabbi Akiva, that everything was given the first time, Kolal Sefer, Tesea, Dikdeke, everything was given in Har Sinai. So why was there a need for a second text and for a third text? And why did Rabban Shalom sometimes choose in the final text of the Chumash, he says, sometimes use text A, sometimes B, sometimes C. Why? We don't know. That's a question. We don't know the answer. So again, so what's the insistence on Torah Misinah? So Torah Misinah does not mean that our obligation, we are bound to observe the mitzvah because of Maimon HaSinai. Lamaisa, it's not. The Doras HaBoim are included in the bris because of the bris at Arvis Mayav that was completed when we crossed over the Yarden. A bris made with a nation is binding on all the future generations that were also part of that nation. The bris at Har Sinai was made with Yechidim. That's why it's B'loshen Rabbim. And the bris at Arvis Mayav is all B'loshen Yochid. Everything is B'loshen Yochid. It's made with the whole Tzibur. The whole Tzibur includes us, even the Doras HaBoim. So it does mean, Torah Misinah doesn't mean that our obligation dates back to the days of Misinah. It's not true. It also doesn't mean that the text that we use in the Chumash is straight from Har Sinai. That was the first text, was the Rav Hashem Moshe of the Har Sinai Lema. The Chumash, as we have it, is a composite of three different texts. All three texts were dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, word for word and letter for letter. But sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, use text A, Har Sinai, sometimes text B, Oil Moed, and sometimes text C, Arvis Moyav. Yeah. So what does it mean, Torah Misinah? So the Gemara says what it means is that is the style of learning. Just like on the occasion of Maimon HaSinai, the Torah was transmitted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Bnei Yisrael, Be'emu B'yir B'reses U'V'ziyah. There was tremendous trembling. Emu B'yir B'reses Ziyah. There are two different words in Hebrew. Ziyah, Zion Yudayin, means to tremble and to shake. Zeya means perspiration. Zion, Yud, Ayin, Hey. That's a different word. But Zeya means to tremble. So just like the Torah was transmitted by Ema Bir Bereses of Zeya, so too, the Gemara says, when the Rebbe teaches Torah to the Talmidim, Talmidim have to be in a very serious mood. The Gemara has a Shaila Hak. The Gemara has, based on the Pasuk Nishir Ashirim, Kol Talmud, Shein Subsosov, Notvus Mor, Oiver, Tichvena. A Talmud who's listening to the Rebbe Shir has to tremble. And if he doesn't tremble, if his lips don't quiver when the Rebbe is saying the Shir, he deserves that the lips should be burnt. So the Gemara is bothered with the Kasha, but some of the Chachamim used to start off the Shir with the Milsa de B'dichusa. So if they're cracking jokes, how can you expect the students to be serious? So the Gemara has two answers on that. So one answer is the Milsa de B'dichusa was before the Shir began. Everybody was relaxed and they had a good joke, a good laugh. And then after the Shia began, everybody had to be in a dead serious mood. Then the Gemara gives another answer that no, the Rebbe has a right to crack jokes in the middle of the Shia, but the Talmidim are not supposed to laugh. The Talmidim should be dead serious, even when the Rebbe is cracking jokes. Those who are receiving the Torah have to be a Be'em, a Be'er, a Be'ref, a Zia. I remember the first time I visited Eretz Yisrael, it was before Tisha B'Av, so I visited the Mir Yeshiva, and Rav Chaim Sholevitz gave a shiur in the Beis Medrash that were learning Kiddushin at that time. So he had a whole list of Marmakimas up on the bulletin board, Chuvas HaRosh, and Gemaras, and Taisus, and all kinds of fancy things. I remember the Chuvas HaRosh stands out in my mind. So in the middle of the shiur, he was kibitzing. None of the Talmidim were smiling. He was joking, and they were dead serious. They had such yiras hakavod, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. When he cracked the joke, they wouldn't crack a smile. They were sitting be'em of the bereses of Zia. So that's what the Gemara says. What does it mean that the Torah Misinai, the liman haTorah should be the same way Maimon HaSinai was liman haTorah, be'em of the bereses of Zia. So too, that's how we should transmit the Torah in all of future generations. After the first three aliyahs, then the Torah promises us it's in a normal year when the Tzavim would be separate from Vayelech. This would already be Revi, the first pasuk in chapter Lamed. And then v'shavtar Hashem alakecha, we will do tshuva v'sham Hashem alakecha, shivus chirichamecha, v'irichamecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring us back to Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Raman quotes this in Hilchas Tshuva. Ein yisrael nigalim ela b'tshuva. Tshuva is necessary in order to have a geula. That's how it reads, pasuk beis. Shavtar Hashem alakecha, will do tshuva, v'shamah Hashem alakecha shivuscha, will be the geula. Yeah. So Bnei Yisrael have to do tshuva, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring the geula. So the Rambam writes, "Kva hevticha haTorah, sofam shel Yisrael la'asos tshuva." The Torah promises us that at the end of days, after the Jews will suffer a lot traveling in Golus, that's in Pasuk Galus, after wandering around for years and years in Golus, close to 2,000 years in Golus, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring us back to Eretz Yisrael. So that's problematic. How can it be hivticha tosh stuff from Shal Yisrael asas tshuva? If ain't it's only golem ele b'tshuva, and we have b'chira chavshis, the Rambam emphasized, we all have b'chira chavshis. So we all have b'chira chavshis not to do tshuva. So how can the Torah promise us for hivticha tosh stuff from Shal Yisrael asas tshuva? That is a question. Soloveitchik used to say, because it's unnatural for a Jewish person to do averus. When we say the yud gimel midos and slichos, so we say ma'aver rishon rishon. What does that mean? Ma'aver rishon rishon. So the Rambam explains what it means as follows. Rambam Hilchos Tshuva explains. Let's say the policeman stops a person for driving past a stop sign or something, crossing through a red light. So the driver is always going to argue, officer, this is the first time I ever did that. So he asks Rachmanis, let me get away with it. This time is the first time I ever did it. So the Rosh Hashanah acts like that also. Ma'aver rishon rishon. The first time he did an aver doesn't count. So the first time doesn't count. Then the second time is the first time. So the first time doesn't count. Then the third time is the first time. So the third time doesn't count because it's the first time. Then the fourth time is the first time. So it's ma'aver rishon rishon. What kind of shtick is that? What he means, the first time. But it's not. He repeated that there 1,001 times. But the Ribbono Shel Olam says the first time doesn't count, and the second time becomes the first time, and the third time becomes the first time. Means that for Jewish people, there's a big pilpul that the philosophers and the psychologists had. Do we believe that the baby's mind is born tabula rasa, blank, and any attitudes that he has are picked up by education or by hearing from other people what they say, or should we believe that when the baby is born, he already has certain attitudes in his mind? He's born with a computer in his mind, that certain attitudes are already there. So we distinguish between Umas Olam and Bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael Abonim Lamakim. And we have the DNA, just like children have the DNA from their parents. So Bnei Yisrael have an Abba HaMesuteretz towards our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Where does this Abba HaMesuteretz come from? It comes from the fact that the Malach teaches every Jewish baby called a Terakul before he's born. True, the Malach makes the baby forget everything. The Gemara says in Nida, the Malach slaps the baby on the cheek and he forgets everything. But something does remain. That's what Rav Soloveitchik used to say. That this, what we believe, that every Jewish person has an Ava HaMesuteres to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is based on the fact that the Malach teaches Kol HaTorah Kula. How does one develop a love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ava HaMesuteres? It says, V'yohavtas Hashem Elokecha, v'chol levavcha, v'chol nafshcha. How do you do that? So Rashi said the next pasuk, V'yodvam ha'el ha'shanechem tzalchayam ha'al levavechem, by limer ha'Torah. The Torah is a description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, derech mashal. The Torah is referred to as the mashal HaKadmoni. So the only way to understand anything about Elokus is Derech Moshe. We couldn't understand anything at all. We couldn't understand the Moshe either, so the Torah is a Moshe of a Moshe of a Moshe of what Elokus is all about. That's the only way to develop a love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Rambam has this famous statement in the end of Perek Beis in Hilchas Gerishin, Ole Bali Musa, quote the Rambam. Rambam got it from the Gemara in Cheskes Abatim. When a man refuses to give his wife a get, and it says in the Mishnah, that the Bezdin has the responsibility to force the husband to give his wife a get. In certain cases, the husband is not supporting the wife, and he has her imprisoned. So the Rambam says, Bnei Yisrael are not kishvuyas chorev, they're not prisoners of war, that because she fell and she married this man, so he doesn't support her, he doesn't live with her, he moved away, somebody ran away, and she's stuck, she's an aguna. She's stuck, she has no husband, she has no supporter, and she can't marry anybody else. So in such a case, Bezdin is koy for the man to divorce his wife. So the question is, but the din is, you have to give the get mirtzono. He has to give out of his own free will. So even if he doesn't want to give the get, the Mishnah in Erechin says, makanoso, atchiyem erotzani, you beat him up, the Bezdin beats him up till he finally says, I want to give the get. So what does that help? But we beat him up. So the Rambam quotes the Gemara's explanation. His true self, the truth is that he wants to listen to whatever the Chachamim tell him to do. If the Torah requires that he, Torah says that he's acting improperly and his wife deserves a get, so he's mechayev to give a get. And if he doesn't want to, we beat him up until he's going to say, I really want to give a get, then that's his true personality is speaking then. So that's because we assume that every Jew has an Abraham Suteres towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Umas HaOlam, we assume that it's true what they say, that the baby is born with tabula rasa. His mind is blank. He has no netiyah to one direction or the other. And he develops his attitudes as time goes on. But Bnei Yisrael, we don't assume it's tabula rasa. We assume the Malach teaches the baby kol HaTorah Kula. Later the baby has an Abraham Suteres towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That Abraham Soteris brings with it that he wants to observe all the mitzvahs. So let's say a person is going to stand on his head. Shtick, he's going to stand on his head. How long is he going to stand on his head? He's going to collapse after a while. It's not natural. It's not normal. So the Bnei Yisrael should sin. It's not normal. Even if we did the Aveir 1,001 times, we assume that it's Mavi Rishon Rishon. The first time doesn't count because that's not normal for a Jew. Because every Jew has an Abraham Soteris for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The second time becomes the first time, and the third time becomes the first time. Every time HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives the first time, till he forgives the 1,001st time also. It's not normal for a Jewish person to sin, because of the Abraham Soteris that every Jewish person has for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why the Torah can promise, even though there is a concept, absolutely is a concept of Bechira Chavshus. If there wouldn't be Bechira Chavshus, the Rambam explains, there wouldn't be any room for Schar V'Yoinesh. Why does the person deserve any reward for doing mitzvahs or deserve punishment for doing averus if when he was born, his mind had within it a computer all set up that contains any decision that he's going to make in life, what type of a girl he's going to marry, what type of a job he's going to do, what kind of a community he's going to live in, all the decisions that are made already before the person is born. So then he has no b'chira chavshus on anything. So why is he held responsible for anything that he does? He can murder and steal. It wasn't his fault. He didn't. So the answer is, we do believe Mechir Chav. Absolutely. There's absolute Mechir Chavshus. But for a Jewish person to sin is an abnormal thing. So that's what the Rambam writes. The end is going to be that the Jewish people are going to get back to acting normally. When Jewish people sin, that's abnormal. That doesn't fit in with their personality. That's how the Torah can make such a promise.
Well, we can ask a question on that.
Sure.
So, is there a Gemara somewhere that says that, like, the second time the sin, the Aver is made a Heter, and the third time it's made like a mitzvah? So, why should it be like the first time that you do an Avera? Why should the third time be the first time if each time it reinforces the avera that you do?
Yeah, the Gemara says psychologically, a person will always justify what he did. Everyone who tells a story is always the hero of the story. He's always the center of the story. Everybody has a different version of all the stories. So people will always rationalize. The people who do big averas, they all rationalize. They have a good teretz. Why they did all the other. So that's what the Gemara says. If a person, not that it becomes mutter, he rationalizes so much that he thinks that he didn't do anything wrong. But still, deep down in his heart, he really knows, his true self knows that he's doing something wrong, and it's not normal. So after a while of standing on your head for long enough, doing idiotic things, stupid things that don't fit in with your personality, the end is going to have to be a person is going to have to come back to himself. And the Jewish people coming back to himself means to display his love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu by observing all the mitzvahs. The parsha says, after Israel, we will return to Israel. We will have it better off than our ancestors had. In what way will we have? So the Rasha Mishnayis Trumas quotes a passage from the Talmud Yerushalmi commenting on this pasuk. When our forefathers, when our ancestors entered Arizona days of Yeshua ben Nun. It took 7 years, Sheva Shekopshu, that says in Tanakh, and Sheva Shechilku took another 7 years to divide Eretz Yisrael. That's the Gemara said, that's an oral tradition that does not appear in Tanakh. So the first 14 years after they crossed over the Yarden, Eretz Yisrael didn't yet have Kedushas Haaretz. The Kedushas Haaretz only was completed after Sheva Shekopshu, the Sheva Shechilku. And the first Shemitah was year 21, because the first 14 years didn't count. The first Yovel was year 54, because again, the first 14 years didn't count. There wasn't Eretz Yisrael yet, didn't have Kedushas Haaretz. So the Bezna got along and started counting Shana Zu, Shana Rishayna, the Shemitah on the 15th year. So the 54th year was really the 64th year after they crossed over the Yarden, was really the Shnasa Yovel. If you start counting after the first 14 years. So took 14 years about them. And after the 70 years of Golas Bavel, they returned back to Eretz Yisrael. They became obligated to observe the mitzvahs of Kliyas Baretz. We assume that during the 70 years of Golas Bavel, there was a debate in the days of the Tanaim. The Tanaim who lived way later had a machlekes. During the 70 years of Golas Bavel, was the Kedusha Saretz Batla? Or do we say it was Kitcha? So we assume the Kedusha Rishayna of Eretz Yisrael that was accomplished through the 14 years, Sheva Shekopshu and Sheva Shechilku, was Nizbatla. The Kedusha Saretz was lost, vanished into thin air during the 7 years of Golas Bavel. It had to be Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael all over again. But they didn't need Kibush V'chiluk the second time around. When they returned back to Eretz Yisrael, so that's what the Rambam coined an expression. He says the Kedusha Rishayna was like the Kibush, and the Kedusha Shniyah was like the Chazaka. Chazaka, Pashib Shami Chazaka, means they moved into Eretz Yisrael. So that's what the Yerushalmi said. This was derived from the Pasuk, Hitivcha v'hirbucha v'yavisecha. Any location in Eretz Yisrael that once had a Kedusha Rishayna, like the Kibush v'chiluk in the days of Yeshua ben Nun, if the Jews moved back to that location at some later time, you can reawaken that Kedusha by just moving in. You don't need all over again a Kibush V'chi. Just move back in. The Kedusha is repeated. That's why Rav Chaim Soloveitchik explains based on that. The Gemara has a big machlokes HaTanaim regarding Surya. Dovan HaMelech was Kodesh Surya. Dovan HaMelech was before the Bais Rishon. Dovan HaMelech was quite a long time ago. So Dovan HaMelech was Kodesh Surya Aram Tzova. He made Kibush Yochid, whatever that means. It was not Kibush Rabbim, it was only Kibush Rochid. So the Tanaim had a machloikis to be Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael, you need Kibush Rabbim. So they had a machloikis, you have to have Kibush. Do you need Kibush Rabbim? Is Kibush Yochid good enough? So that a machloikis had Tanaim. So the Tanaim had a machloikis. The Tanaim lived after the Churban Bayis Sheni. So the Tanaim had a machloikis where the Surya had a Kedusha Deraisa, Kedusha Derabanan. If you all kibush yochish may kibush, so the Surya had a Kedusha Deraisa. If you all kibush yochish lavsh may kibush, so the whole chi of mitzvahs and Surya is only Midirabanan. So, Makshim Ha'olam, whatever happened in the days of Dovid HaMelech, there was a kibush yochish. That's ancient history. It's gone and forgotten because at the time of Churban Ha'aretz, when the Babylonian armies conquered Eretz Yisrael, whatever Kedusha there was Nizbatla. And had it been Mekadosh everything all over again when Ezra and Nehemiah came back after the end of the 70 years of Golas Bavel. So what are the Tanoim who lived that after the Churban Bayis Sheni, they're debating whether Surya is Chayiv and Shumas and Maisus or not, whether it's Menach Torah Midrabanan, whether Kibush Yochish and Kibush Lashon. That's irrelevant. That's ancient history. That was in the days of David HaMelech. That's a shayla whether Kibush Yochish and Kibush. After the Churban Haaretz, by the Babylonian armies, all the Kedusha Saretz was Batla. Then the question is, when the Jews came back in the days of Ezra and Nehemiah, were they Mekadesh? Did they move into Syria? Were they Mekadesh or were they not Mekadesh? That's the question. What are the Tanaim still debating? Were they Kibush Yochish, Mei Kibush, or Lav Shmei Kibush? That's an old issue that's no longer relevant. Now we should discuss, was there a Kedush Ayideh Chazaket? The Rambam coined the expression, Kedush Yishni was Ayideh Chazaket, the Jews moving in, was Mekadosh Surya. Did the Jews move back into Surya? Did they not move back into Surya? That's a Pella. So the quote in the name of Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, of course the Jews moved back into Surya, but this Pasuk Ve'tivcha V'hirbucha Me'avisecha, which teaches us this idea, the Yerushalmi says, that the Kedusha Kshniya, wherever there was a location that had a Kedusha Rishayna Deraisa, Ayyadei Kibush V'chiluk, so you can reawaken the Kedusha by just doing Chazak. So if Surya had a Kibush Yachin and Kibush Yachin, Lav Shmei Kibush, then there never was a Kedusha Rishayna. Then the beginning of Baishayna, there never was a Kibush. The whole Baishayna, until the days of the Chashmonaim, the Jews were under the Shlita of the Malchus Paras and Madai. They didn't have any independent Jewish government. There was no kibush. There was no kibush at all. There was no chiluk. So that's the machlokes hatanaim. If Surya once had a kedusha v'shoyna deraisa, then you can reawaken the kedusha by moving back. And the answer: the Jews did move back to Surya. But the question in the days of the Tanaim who lived after the Churban HaBayis was: did Surya ever have a kedusha v'shoyna deraisa in the days of David HaMelech? If it did, then you have the ability to reawaken the kedusha al-dei chazaka. If it never had a kedusha v'shoyna deraisa, then you have to be Mekadosh al-Yedei Kibush V'chiluk. There never was a Kibush V'chiluk on Surya. That's famous, Shem Rabbi Chaim Soloveitchik. Then the Torah continues with Shishi, Ki ha-mitzvah hazah se-shaneh mitzvah chayom la-niflesi mimchoka, la-niflesi mimchot. Not such a difficult mitzvah that I'm instructing you to fulfill. What mitzvah is he referring to here? So the Rishonim have a machloikis. The Rambam clearly learned in Hilchas HaMetorah that it's referring to the mitzvah of Liman HaTorah. It's referring to the mitzvah of Liman HaTorah. And other Rishonim on the Chumash, on the Parsha learn, it's referring to the mitzvah of Tshuva, because it says, "Vishavta ar Hashem elakecha v'shamata b'kola, eini son igolem ele b'tshuva." If there will be a Tshuva, so it says, this mitzvah of Tshuva that I'm instructing you is not such a difficult mitzvah. Learn it first. B'ficha v'lbavcha l'asosa. It's not so difficult to do Tshuva. What does it mean, b'ficha v'lebavcha? So the Rambam insists that when a person does tshuva, he has to recite vidui b'peh. The Rambam writes, that's the mitzvah of tshuva, to do tshuva and to recite vidui b'dvarim, not just to do tshuva to feel bad. The person has to first do azibus hachet, start doing aver, then have aggravation over the fact that he ever sinned. He should realize that he did something awful and terrible. And then make a kabbalah lahabo, that he's never going to repeat the avera, and ask for mechila. The two brachas in the Shemoneh Esrei, one after the other, Hashvein Avinu L'Sasecha Baruch Ata Hashem Horotzeh B'Shuva, Horotzeh Rav Soloveitchik said, it does mean that God desires tshuva. Horotzeh means he's misratzeh. He can be appeased by our doing tshuva. And most of the English translation, they don't translate it correctly. They say, God desires tshuva. Salvation Torah does mean desire. It means like a ritzu. You ritzu by a carbon. Or a teb tshuva. Kadosh Baruch Hu can be appeased by doing tshuva. Tashuvein Avinu Sarasecha is the bakasha. It gives us the ability to do tshuva. Slach lon Avinu is the bracha. Kadosh Baruch Hu should wipe off the averis. If they do tshuva, then you have to ask for mechila. When you say the Yud Gimel Lidus and the Slicha, so the first time you say one nusach, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu taught us how to do tshuva. And then it's after the first time when you said Yud Gimel Lidus, then you introduce the Yud Gimel Lidus by a different paragraph that says HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us he forgives the averis. First you have to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us the ability to do tshuva. Then we have to ask him that he should forgive the averis. That's all part of the tshuva. You have to do tshuva b'ficha uvilvavcha l'asosa. If a person recites vidur, the Gemara has a lashon. Person recites vidui, but it doesn't really have charata belief, but he didn't really do tshuva belief. So the Gemara says it's like tevel l'sheres biyodai. He's still doing the averis. That's not tshuva. So you need both b'ficha uvilvavcha. You have to recite the vidui peh, and it has to be b'lavavcha belief sholem. Person has to do tshuva. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu emphasizes again, we believe in Bechira Chashveis, and the Sata Lepanach HaYoyim, as the Chaim is HaTov, as HaMavis, as HaRad. Then it says, Ovacharta Ovachayim. A few psukim later, Ovacharta Ovachayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us Bechira Chavshis. The Rambam doesn't call it Bechira. The Rambam starts off Perikei, Hilchas Tshuva, Rishus L'Chalodim Nesun. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives every human being the ability to decide on his own to do mitzvahs or averis. Mipiyol yonaseitze ha'aroes v'adoiv. Apostle Geneicha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not goizer al ho'adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is goizer on a person when he's born. He's goizer whether the baby is going to be a chochem, a tipish, osher, ani, or what's the third one? Osher, ani. So that's what the Gemara has based on that pasuk in Navi. The Malach, who's Memuna al HaHeroyim, decides on the baby was going to be a Gibor or a Cholosh, Osher Ani, a Chacham Atipesh. But Tzadik V'Rosha Loikama, whether the child is going to be a Tzadik V'Rosha, that's Bechir Chashis. Ki Mezosis Halel Amis Halel Haskel V'Yadoya Oisi. That's up to us. A person, that's what a person has what to be proud about. A person is proud of the fact that he's wealthy. That was Nigza Min HaShemayim. He's proud of the fact that he's such a genius. He's so bright. That's Min HaShemayim. Proud of the fact that he's strong. That's Min HaShemayim. Chacham Giba V'Yashir is declared by the Malach HaMemun Al HaHeroyim. But Tzadik V'Rasha Loikam, that the Malach HaMemun Al HaHeroyim doesn't decide that. That each person has the Bechira Chavshis. And why does the Rambam use the Lashon Rishus L'Chalad in the Sunnah? Why doesn't he call it Bechira? Like we say, so Rav Soloveitchik used to explain. Bechira in Eretz Yisrael means the Bechirot are the elections. So they give you a list of candidates, around 20 candidates. There's so many parties in Eretz Yisrael. And you pick the candidate that you choose. So let's say Bechira Chavshis would mean your parents give you a choice which yeshiva you want to go to. So you pick the yeshiva. Unfortunately, the parents give a choice, yeshiva A, yeshiva B. This child says he doesn't want to go to any yeshiva, he wants to go to Gleishi University. Or the parents say, you want to go to university A, university B. He says, no university. He wants to sit and learn Torah. That's not one of the choices that the parents presented to him. That's not Bechira. That's more than Bechira. That's Rishus L'Chalot in the Sunnah. Person has the ability to choose a Mahalach HaChaim, Yesh Me'ayim, not Yesh Me'yesh. That's what the Meshech Chochma quotes on the Mabit. Mabit was together with Rabbi Yosef Karo in the Bezin in Tzfat. And he wrote a sefer on the Maman Kiryas Sefer. But the Kes Mishnah is so much better. So the Kes Mishnah won. The Kes Mishnah is printed on the side of the Ram. Kiryas Sefer doesn't have, it's not as good as the Kes Mishnah at all. But then the Mabit also wrote a sefer Beis Elikim, about Hashofa. Now it's available with the Kudas and big letters. In block letters, it's easy to read. It has a lot of nice things on Hashkafa. So this is one of the things that he has, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man, B'Tzelem Elokim, means just like the Rabban Shalom created the world, Yesh Me'ayin, so too man has the ability to make a decision, Yesh Me'ayin. Not just that he's presented with a few options and he chooses option A over option B. No, he wasn't even presented with such an option. The parents ask, which university you want to go to? He says, no university. He wants to sit and learn Torah. He wants to learn in the Kailo. He wants to become an Oyvir Elokim. There are people whose parents are atheists. And the children decide they want to be religious. And they sit and learn the yeshivas and become big tzaddikim. That's Bechira. That's real Bechira. That's called Rishus L'Chalad M'Nesun. That's more than Bechira. Well, the Dovka Bo, one of the mitzvahs in the Torah. The Torah says, B'char T'Bachayim. The pasuk says, "Rein nesat al penach hayam sachemis atoyves amavus asarad." Then it says in pasuk chaf uvacharta pasuk yutes uvacharta v'chaim. So this is a sefer called Sefer Haredim. It was written in the 1500s, I think. He was a late Grecian, early Achron, Sfardi. So he writes, "We have a din sveka deraisa lechumra." Where that's a big machlokes, where the Sefer Deraisa is l'chumra, is that a din deraisa, din derabbanan? Apparently, Chacham Avadya has this thing that he assumes the din is like the Rambam. That Sefer Deraisa l'chumra is only derabbanan, so therefore there's more room to be mekel when you have sefers. Others are not so convinced that Sefer that Rashi and Tosfos hold that most of Rishonim hold Sefer Deraisa l'chumra is derabbanan, not derabbanan. That's the first essay. And the Shev Shmaitze, the first chapter and the first Shmaitze is what the Sveka Deraisa L'chumre is Deraisa Derabbanan. So where is the Mokra? If you hold Sveka Deraisa L'chumre, where is the Mokra? So the Sefer HaRedim said, this is the Pasuk. V'acharta v'chaim, whenever you are faced with a dilemma, not a dilemma, whenever you're faced with a situation that there's a suffix, so the Torah recommends v'acharta v'chaim, choose L'chumre, go L'chumre to make sure that you're not in violation of the Yisr. So that this is the Mokra for the din deraisa of safik deraisa l'chumra. Then the Torah tells us, we should become close with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How does one So the Gemara has an expression, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zeishach Lahu. How is it actually? He Dovik Bo? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite. How is it possible? So the Gemara says, He Dovik B'Talmid HaChamim. Talmid HaChamim are supposed to be, unfortunately, they're not always like that. They're supposed to be Perem Avili Dei Yir HaShemayim. That's the whole brisa of Rav Pinchas Ben Yair that appears in the end of the first parak of Maseches Avodah Zarah, that the whole Mesilas Yesharim is based on. The Torah Mevila Deis Zehiris Deis Vizas Dei Anovel Dei Yiraschet and so on. So we assume that Talmid Chachamim are going to be greater Yirah Shemayim than anybody else. We hope someday it'll be true. I'm not so sure that it's true today, but it used to be true. We have no. To use the lashon of my Rebbe, Rabbi Gorelick, had a lashon. We have no barometer to measure people's Yirah Shamayim. We have no instrument to measure Yirah Shamayim. They have an instrument that measures your temperature when you come into the buildings in yeshiva. But you have no instrument that they can measure one's Yirah Shamayim. So we assume that the one who's the greater Talmid Chacham will probably be a greater Yirah Shamayim. There is a big machlekes harishayim. If you look, the Ran and the Ramban machlekes ended the first parak in Kiddushin. What's the nature of the din? If they say v'tokum hadarta p'nezok, why do you have to be mechabed talmid chachamim? So some rishonim hold out of kavod haTorah, and some rishonim hold not out of kavod haTorah. We assume that when is a big talmid chacham probably will be a greater yirah shamayim. You have to have respect for the yirah shamayim that he has. That's why the Gemara says there was one fellow who was his name was Geneva, our name. His name was Geneva, and he was a character, and he was lacking a lot in Yirah Shamayim. So the Gemara says, when he walked into the room, he was bigger and learning than all the others, but they wouldn't stand up because it was a Baal Machlokes. He, even though he had a lot of learning, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, "Kol Olam Tarva L'Shmah Zecha L'Dvarim Harbe." If you learn Torah but not Shmah, then you're not going to be Zecha L'Dvarim Harbe. Unfortunately, there are a lot of big Talmid Chachamim who are lacking a lot of Yirah Shamayim. So half of the Rishonim are of the opinion that the mitzvah to show respect for Talmid Chacham, not so much out of kavod haTorah, it's out of kavod for the Yirah Shamayim that he has. So the Gemara says there was one of the Chachamim who was not as learned as the Rabban, but he was a big tzaddik. He was known as a big tzaddik. So the Gemara says that Amoraim would stand up when he would come into the room because he was a Baal Maisim, because he was a big tzaddik. So that's a machlokes in Rishon and the Ran and the Ramban. Is that a din d'oraisa? Or is that only a Midas Chassidus? That itself is only a Midas Chassidus. Some hold, no, that's the din d'oraisa. The reason why we have to stand up for Talmid Chachamim, because we assume Talmid Chachamim have Yirah Shamayim. So if you know that the person has Yirah Shamayim, even though he's not that learned, you have to stand up, you have to show him respect. And others say, no, they're standing up for Talmid Chachamim is out of Kavod HaTorah. And they're standing up for Baal Maisim is only a Midas Chassidus. So that's what the Gemara says. The Ladaf Kabo, how does one fulfill this mitzvah? Lehidavik v'akadosh baruch hu. Hidavik b'talmid chachamim. That you can latch yourself on to talmid chachamim. And the talmid chachamim are closer to HaKadosh baruch hu. Yeah, the Maharal Prague has such a comment. For example, it says when you have a shor haniskal, shor shaharag his ha'adam, so Bezin has to make a gemar din, a Bezin of Chav Gimel. Like then in the fashions for Adam, so two kmisas albana kach misal shor, need a bezna of chav gimel, so they make a gmar din and they give the shor skila. So the pasuk says, "Velo yeachel es disarai." So velo yeachel means the flesh is us. Es is the rabbi says haor, the hide of the animal. The hide is not basar, but it's also asa bahanua. Not only the basar is asa bachila bahanua, the hide is not roi lachila, but it's also bahanua. Why? Because es is the lerabbis hatafel lipsora, the thing that's tafel, that's very close. Same thing, varachat es besora bamayim. A person, his tummy has to be tafel in the mikvah, so what do you marba es? Varachat es besora. Es is marba the seor. Of course, the man or the woman whose tummy has to submerge under the water. Of course, not only the flesh of his body will be submerged under the water, the skin will also be submerged. What do you need the es? S is not marvelous. The hide that's part of the body. S is marvelous, the hair. Let's say a woman has long hair, so it's not sufficient that she's tovel her body under the surface of the water. She has to make sure that all the hair goes under the surface of the water. That's S, hatovel gufa. S lirabbis haseyor. So there's a pasuk, S Hashem al kechatira. So the Gemara tells that there was Shimon Hamsaini. There was a Tana who used to darshan every time it says the word S. Gracious Baal came S Hashemayim is hearts. He gave shurim for years and years on S till he got to the pasuk in Chumis Dvarim S Hashem Lokecha Tira Pirish. He stopped darshaning. He said S Charata from all the drushes. We only believe in one God. So how can you say S Hashem Lokecha Tira is marbe someone else? There is no board. There are no other shutfim with Hakadosh Baruch. There's no Father, Son, Holy Ghost. There's only one God. Hashem Echad. There's only one God. Why S L'Rabbis Tamir Chacham? So the Marami Prak says that S is always marbe something that's tuffled to the thing that says. Like Verochetz, S B'Sara B'Mayim, S is marbe Seyar. Or V'Layachal S B'Sara by the Shah Niskal, is L'Rabbis has Or, the high of the Shah Niskal is also Asabamda, not only the Basa. Here it says, S Hashem L'Kecha Tirash, fear. Demonstrate fear for HaKadosh Baruch Es L'Rabbis Tamir Chachamim. It goes on Rabbi Muvok. Sam Tam Chachman, there's a din of COVID, but Rabbi Muvok, my Rabbi Muvok, had the biggest influence on me. Each person has a different Rabbi Muvok. So whoever the Rabbi Muvok is, then there's a din of Es Hashem L'Kechatil L'Rabbis Tamir Chachamim. It's not enough that there's, not only is there a din of COVID, there's a din of Moira also. Moira Rabbach Moira Shemaim goes on Rabbi Muvok. Why is it Es? Because es hatofel akadosh baruch, the tamir chachamim are closer to akadosh baruch than the others. So that's how the Gemara understands this pasuk. Davka, but one should always be hidavik the tamir chachamim. By the Hasidim, they observe it more so than by the Misnagdim. They say in the name of Rabbi Saul Salanter. I don't know if Rabbi Saul Salanter made such a snappy line. They say in the name of Rabbi Saul Salanter. The Misnagdim think that they don't need a Rebbe, and the Chassidim think that they have a Rebbe. I don't know if Rabbi Saul Salanter ever said such a nasty line, but the first half is Takadu, and the Misnagdim think they don't need a Rebbe. The Misnagdim also need a Rebbe, but we don't see such Rabbeim who have so much Yirah Shamayim. So that's why we're not so taken by the Rabbeim. If we would all find the Talmud Chacham, who has Midas Tevis and Yirah Shamayim, we would all be Nimshach after him. Unfortunately, not too many people exist like that. Then Moshe Rabbeinu completes writing a Sefer Torah. The Chumash says that he completed writing one Sefer Torah. Rashi quotes from the Medrash on that the day that he died, he completed writing 13 Sefer Torah. Where they come up to say 13? So the Mefarshim and the Medrash say that if you look from the beginning of Vayelech, the word Torah, Sefer Torah appears 13 times. So adding up all the 13 times. There's one opinion in the Gemara in Shabbos, I think on Daf Mem Tes. How do you know that there are Lamed Tes of his Malacha? Because the word Malacha, Malach to Maleches, appears in the Chumash from the beginning of Bereshit till the end of Le'enik Yisrael. The word Malacha, Malach to Maleches appears 39 times. It appears much more than 39 times. Apparently, you have to, there are different opinions in the Achrayim, which of the many times are you discounting. But the Gemara considers that one of the Midrash HaTorim, the Resh HaSpem. But how do you know there's a Machlokes HaTorim? Do you really need three Hadassim on Sukkis, or is it enough with one Hadass? It says, Anaf Eitz Abbas is one branch. So one Tana says, no, L'chatchila we pass, can you need three? So Shaila, can you say a bracha? If you have a Shas Atak, you only have one kosher hadas, can you say a bracha on that? So that's a discussion in Mishnah Berurah, do we really pass, can you need three liyikuvah? Because it's only l'hatchila, but one Tana clearly holds in the Mishnah Sukkah, you need three hadasim. Why? Because it says three words, anaf, eitz, others. Because it's three words, therefore you need three things. So the same over here, the word sefer, Torah, if you add it up, it's written 13 times. So that's what the Medrash said. Moshe Rabbeinu completed writing 13 Sefer Torah. But the Chumash alludes to it. The Chumash only talks about the Yichmas and the Torah Zois. And he tells them later on in the parasha, take this Sefer Torah. Here, that's in Pasuk Chavov. In Perek Lamed Aleph, he says, take this Sefer Torah and put it b'tzad Aram B'ris Hashem. The Gemara in the first Perek and Bava Basra has a whole sugya about who wrote the different Sefer Tanakh and what is included in Tanakh, what is not included, and what is the correct order. If you're putting all the Sefer Nevi'im together, Reshish Masavikub Amidud Dvarmde, we know the order. What's the order of the other Sifrei HaTanach? So the Gemara has Brises this in the middle of that discussion of the Tanakh, towards the end of the first paragraph, Yudalit as well. So the Gemara there has a Machloek HaTanach, Misamta Mos Bitzar Aram Bris Hashem. Was the Sefer Torah Moshe Rabbeinu wrote and he gave to the Kohanim and Levi? Was that placed in the Aron? Or there was a shelf on the outside of the Aron? Whatever it was, had a special status of Sefer Azara. What's the special din of Sefer Azara? So the Yalkut Shemayni has a medrash on this pasuk. What was the role of this special status of the Sefer Azara? So Moshe Rabbeinu was concerned that in the future, either the Mezer or B'Shegeg, people would falsify the text of the Chumash. A Sefer may skip a letter, may skip a word, and write mistakenly something else. Or he may not like something that it says in the Sefer Torah. So he may, on purpose, falsify the text of the Chumash. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, I know that there are going to be Zayufim in the future. I know people are going to be misrepresenting what it says. B'Shegeg of the Mezer. I want, this is the official text of the Chumash, whenever there'll be a suffix, check against the Sefer Azor. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that there's a Sefrei on the post in Ma'ona Elokei Kedem, in Mezois HaBrachim, Ma'ona Elokei Kedem. So the Sefrei says that at one time there was a big question, how do you spell the word Ma'ona? Does it have a hey at the end, or is the word Ma'on, Mem Ayin Vav Nun, with a long Nun? Is that the end of the word, or is it Ma'ona? So it says there happened to be three Sifrei Azara at that time, and there was a conflict between two and one. Two of them, two said Ma'on, and one said Ma'on. They went Basa Raiv, and the Raiv is 2-1 that the correct reading should be Ma'ona as opposed to Ma'on, Elokei Kedem. So Rav Soloveitchik guessed, why did they only go Basa Raiv? There were three Sifrei Azara. They should have checked all the Sifrei Torah in the whole wide world, and then go Basa Raiv. So he said, you see from that Sifrei, like it says in the Yalkut Shemayni on this pasuk, that Moshe Rabbeinu is afraid of Ziyufim, and there's an official text of the Sefer Torah that you have to check against at the Sefer Azara. When you copy another, whenever you write a Sefer Torah, you're supposed to copy from a Sefer Torah that's sitting in front of you. So if you copy another Sefer Torah from the Sefer Azara, the new Sefer Torah that you copied from, it also has the status of the Sefer Azara. The Rambam writes that the Melech has a mitzvah. We had already a few weeks ago. Melech has to write another copy of the Sefer Torah. So it says what do those words mean? So the Rambam quotes from Tosefta, the Sefer Torah Shel Melech, every Jewish man has an obligation to write a Sefer Torah, to write a Sefer Torah. The Melech has an obligation to write two Sefer Torah. And the second one, the Sefer Torah Shel Melech should be small, they should be light, they should be able to carry with them. The Rambam quotes from the Sifrei, I'm not pasuk, Bayom Balayla. Melech, everybody has a din, Vagis Bayom Balayla. You have to learn a little bit Torah in the daytime, a little bit of Torah every night. But the Melech has an added mitzvah. He should learn from his Sefer Torah. So by the Melech it says, what does that mean? The Melech should copy, and Melech should condition a Sefer to copy from the Sefer Azara. The Sefer Torah Shel Melech always had the status of the Sefer Azara. So that's why, Rav Soloveitchik, that's why when it was a suffix, what the correct reading is, Ma'ona l'kekedem, Ma'ona l'kekedem. So they only checked on the three Sefer Azara that were available at that time. They didn't check all the Sefer Torah in the world, because Al-Pidin, the Sefer Azara, is miyuchad for that purpose, to preserve the correct text of the Sefer Torah. Right after this pasuk, Moshe Rabbeinu completed writing, Kachalas Moshe Lichte v'Torezos Atumam. So then it says, the din of Hakel, beginning of Vayelach. And the last pasuk in Shlishi in Vayelach, then Pasigut, chapter Lama, the din of Hakel, that once every 7 years there's a Chiyav Kriyas HaTorah Deraisa B'Tzibur. Elaine, this is really a mitzvah says Shazman Groma. Once every 7 years, and Yerushalayim doesn't necessarily have to be in the Beis Hamikdash. Hakol doesn't have to be in the Beis Hamikdash, but it has to be, and everybody comes to be a regular somewhere in Yerushalayim. So it says, anashim atap, the women are mechuyev, despite the fact that it's Zman Groma, the women are mechuyev to observe the mitzvah. There are quite a few exceptions to the rule. Matzah, the Gemara says, is an exception to the rule, even though it says Zman Groma. And Kiddush is an exception to the rule. Zochav v'shamav, the Berechnem of Kiddush is Zman Groma, women are mechuyev. And then you hold that women are mechuyev in Tzipa Yitzias Mitzrayim also, because it's also Hukash. Just like matzahs hukash tachames, it's sipitim times also. Simchas yontev is the machlokes, the Rambam and the Raivid, the machlokes hatanaim, the Gemara Chagiga in the first parak, where the women are mechuyev with simchas yontev. The Rambam writes in one place, I seem to remember, in the Pirush HaMishnayis, that there are more exceptions to the rule than there are mitzvahs that follow the rule. The rule is that mitzvahs says, such as on grama, women are potter. So how many mitzvahs are there that they're potter? Tzitzis, tefillin, lulav, shofar, and sukkah. Five. Are there more? I don't know. And I think the Rambam writes, I think he writes someplace that there are more mitzvahs that are exception to the rule than are mitzvahs that follow the rule. Regarding the mitzvah says the Shas Ban Groma. So this is the mitzvah of Hakel. So this was in the first parak in the Bava Basra, around Abtez Bava and Aleph. This is their quotes of Rashi. I don't think we have that Rashi. This is, I don't think they have any other source for the Rashi. This is quotes Rashi. That when you lay in Hakel, you have to lay in for the Sefer Azora. Why? So from the Pesukim, it sounds like that. In chapter Lamanah, the Pasuk Tes, Moshe Rabbeinu completes writing the Sefer Azora. And then later, he says he gave it to the Kohanim, they should sum to Mitzvah Zadaram B'Shashem, Oyesham B'chol Yed, that's Pasuk Chavov. And right after Pasuk Tes, it says about the Din of Hakel. So it sounds a little bit that you're supposed to lay in Hakel from that Sefer Torah, from the Sefer Zorah. Tosfos quotes also the name of Rashi, that the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur has a Kriyas HaTorah that writes, we have Kriyas HaTorah every Sheni v'Chamishi. The Gemara says in Bava Kamma, in the end of Perek Meruba, that that's a Takana in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. V'yechol shlosh yisamim below mayim mayim ala Torah. So Moshe Rabbeinu made a Takana, they shouldn't have 3 days go by without Kriyas HaTorah. So we learn Sheni v'Chamishi and Shabbos, so we never let more than 3 days go by. You know, we don't let 3 days go by without having Kriyas HaTorah. So that's a Takana de Rabbanan. But Kriyas HaTorah on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol gets an Aliyah. He's the only Aliyah. And he lanes Kriyas HaTorah. That's their Isa. That's part of the Seder HaBedis HaYom. And the same was true about the Shivas Yimei HaMiluim. They had a lane all the pashas in conjunction with the Avodah that they do in Shivas Ma'amilun. Same when you do Paraduma. The Mishnah records that in the history of the world, 9 Paradumas were made in the past. And Losilava, when Mashiach will come, will make the 10th Paraduma. So the Gemara says in the beginning of Yuma, Dav Gimel, Dav Dalet, the Gemara says, when you're making a Paraduma, it's a Din Daraisa that you have to lane. Part of the Seder Asiyas Paraduma is, and it's a question of the Gemara, maybe Miyakev, also maybe the Paraduma won't be kosher. If you didn't lane, you have to lane the Parsha. And Shulchan Aruch says, Yeshom, and the Mechaber writes some are of the opinion that the Parsha's Parah is their ice. So the Vilna Gaon thinks that it's a misprint. Well, where is there a mocker that Parsha's Parah is their ice? So some Achrayim say, no, I think the Stipler writes. No, that's what it means. When you're making a Paraduma, historically, there were 9 Paradumas in the past, and Lost Love, there'll be a 10th Paraduma. On those 9, 10 occasions when you happen to make a paraduma, then laning the Parsha's paraduma is a din d'oraisa. Doesn't mean the annual laning of Parsha's paraduma. The annual laning is a hachraza, is an announcement. Everyone should become tohar before Pesach, so they'll be able to participate in Korban Pesach. If you don't go to mikveh, if you don't remove the tumas meis, you can't eat Korban Pesach. So there's a mishnah in Perek Eila Nemorim in Soto. The first half of Saita, the first 28 blot or so, give you all the dinam of Saita. Then after the first 20, 25, 30 blot, then you have like brachas. The second half of Saita is much easier than the first half. So you have the fourth, the perik, the elon, the morim. The following mitzvahs of Amira have to be fulfilled in the original Hebrew, and some can be fulfilled in translation. So it says, let's say a person gets an aliyah and the Torah doesn't know how to read the bracha shabbach abana shenasan lanu. So strictly speaking, he can say the brachas haTorah in English or in Yiddish, whatever language, in French, Spanish, whatever language he does know. People in the shul have to understand the language. Except for, the Mishnah says, the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur and Hakel, and probably Paradum also, doesn't say in the Mishnah, but probably say, if it's a Kriyas HaTorah, that's their Isa, then the Brichas HaTorah has to be recited in the original Hebrew. So the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur is a Kriyas HaTorah, their Isa has to say the Brichas HaTorah in the original Hebrew. And the same Hakel, once every 7 years. When you do the Hakel, this Chalamot Sukkah is following Shnas HaShmita, then the Melech usually, but the Melech is not Miyakev. Someone important has to read. You don't have any Melech today, so what they usually have is the Rosh HaMemshalah, if he's religious, so he'll read the Hakel. Hakel today is only the Rabbanan, we assume. Hakel is not the Raisa today, because we don't have Shemitah. Shemitah is only with the Rabbanan. You only observe Hakel, and Chol HaMoed Sukkah is following Shnas HaShemitah. So Shemitah is only the Rabbanan, so the Hakel can't be the Raisa. But they were never Mechayed with the Rabbanan. The question was, is it permissible to make a Zecha LaHakel? So Rav Kook's first father-in-law was the Aderis, so the Yodavi Rabinovich to Omen. Rav Shmuel Salant was getting old, so he recommended they should take an assistant rabbi. He was the Rav of the Eid HaCharedis, the Eid Ashkenazis. For so many centuries, there were only Sfardim in Eretz Yisrael. And then the early 1800s, the Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov and the Talmidim of the Vilna Gaon started moving to Eretz Yisrael because they were encouraged by the Gra, by the Baal Shem Tov, that will hasten the Geula, and the Jews will return to Eretz Yisrael. That's what some interpret. And he's on the Golem Elabit Shuva. Shuva means that they return to Eretz Yisrael. Bashabat Shuva means they do repentance. They stop sinning. And it's on the Golem Elabit Shuva the way it said at the beginning of Nitzavim. Shatar Hashem Alakech and so on. But I think one of the Gedolim said as an additional level of interpretation, and he's on the Golem Elabit Shuva, and the Jews will return back to Eretz Yisrael. That'll be one of the first steps of the Shuva. So they always had Sfardishe but the Dinim in Eretz Yisrael. They started the Eid HaCharedis for the Ashkenazim. So the late 1800s, the leader of the Eid HaCharedis of the Ashkenazim was Reb Shmuel Salant. So when he was getting old, so he recommended they should get an assistant rabbi to take over because he's not going to last forever. So they had a whole pilpul who should be accepted, who should be taken. The end of the story was that so they took the Aderis. He was the Rav in Panevish and in Mir, and later on he came to Eretz Yisrael. I think he came 1901 or something, and he died in 1906 or something like that. And Shmuel Salant was still alive at the time. Officially, he had taken over, but Shmuel Salant was still alive. So Rabbi Zvon Chalap, he used to be the Menahel of the Yeshiva for so many years. He said he once visited the keber of the Aderis. It says that it's Matzeda, Shenisman Aliyas Rabbi Yerushalayim. He was appointed to take care of the Rabbanit, but he never lived so long because Rabbi Shmuel Salant outlived him. He was very old. Yeah. So the Aderis was the first father-in-law of Rav Kook. And then his daughter died, and the Aderis recommended that Rav Kook should marry her cousin, the daughter of his twin brother. He had a twin brother. So she died while the father was still alive. And when he passed away in 1906, Rav Kook was already there in Eretz Yisrael. He still had very close contact with the father-in-law. And he put out a beautiful sefer, Haider HaYakar. He was known as Aderis, Aviyah David Rabinovich to Omim, because the family name was Rabinovich, but he had a twin brother. So from that time on, they called Rabinovich to Omim. So when the Aderis passed away, so Rav Kook published a big... a sefer lechvodo describing what a great godel he was. Anyway, so he published an essay. He was asked to shaila, is it permissible to do a zecha lahakel, an imitation of hakel on Chol HaMoed Sukkah following Shnas HaShmita. So he published a whole essay called Zecha LaHakel that he says he asked around. He came to Eretz Yisrael in 1901 or something. He asked around. And they told him that the Malamdim always used to take the young children to the Kosla Maravi, Achalamatsukas, following Shnas HaShmita for many, many years already. And he never saw that any kilkel ever came out. And he says, that's the klal in the Gemara. Are you permitted to do an imitation mitzvah or not? So the Gemara has a machlokes ha-tanaim, whether nashim samchas reshus or not. The mitzvah smicha is b'chol koicha. When you lean on the animal, to the extent that you take the animal, the person who's leaning, the bala korban, is going to fall down. So the mitzvah only applies to men. The opening pasuk and breaker. A woman can donate a korban oila, she may, but if a woman donates an oila, she doesn't do smicha b'chol koicha. Is she allowed to do imitation smicha, just akufa yadaichu? That's the girsa that we have. The Me'iri and the Rabbi have a totally different girsa and a totally different reading. But the way we have the Gemara Chagiga, it says that the women for sure are not allowed to lean b'chol koichem because that's avoided b'kotchem. The pasuk says, l'savu b'b'chol she'erecha v'l'sogos b'chol tzonecha. There's an isa giz of avoided even on b'chol, even though b'chol is only kotchem kalim. Even a kotchem kalim, kotchem kotchem for sure. So you're not allowed to do, so a woman is not mechuyif to, the way our Gersa Nigmar has it, she's not allowed to do smicha b'chol koicha. Would we permit her to do an imitation smicha, or should we be concerned that she may by mistake lean b'chol koicha and violate this iser of avoda b'kotchim? It's not called ne'ila, you're not getting any hanor from it, but it's avoda b'kotchim. So that was a machloika satanoi. So the klal, Tosis has in the Gemara, in different places, has the klal. Let's say 1 year there's no estrig. Would you recommend that we should take a lemon and not say a bracha? The children shouldn't forget that there's such a mitzvah of dalaminim. And we'll explain. We're not saying a bracha. Even on the siddur it says a bracha. We're not saying bracha because it's a sun-kissed lemon. It's not a real estrig. And next day we hope we'll have an estrig. So the Gemara says you shouldn't do that. Well, let's say if you have a pasul or lula for some reason or another, a pasul or a shofar, the only shofar available is a pasul or shofar. Should you use the pasul or shofar and blow shofar without a bracha? Kadesh lo tishtakach mitzvah shofar. Should you not blow shofar at all? So the poskim say, the Gemara doesn't say, the poskim say, we don't recommend they should blow shofar with a pasul or shofar. Next year, they may forget that the shofar was pasul. And others said, we used it last year, so they use it this year, and they say a bracha on it. So whenever there's a chashash that a kilkel will come out from it, so then you shouldn't do imitation mitzvah. So that's the question about women's prayer group. Is it permissible to have an imitation minyan for women? You have 10 women together, they can say Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu. Mishnah says, in order to recite Vam Shabibush, you have to have a minyan of 10 men. And women do not constitute a minyan. Is there a concern? Dilma nafik b'nei churva. Not there is a concern, maybe. It already has brought about a churva. They say brachas on kriyas haTorah. They say kadosh. They say bracha. They say kedusha. They say chazor sashat. Has already brought about a churva? Not a question, will it bring about a churva? So the Abbas Shaila, is there a concern regarding imitation hakel that the zeichel hakel may bring about a churva? So the Anderis wrote this essay. And he says, we asked around, and they told him that for years, that was the practice, the Mavamdim would take the young children to the Kaislam Aravi. And Chalamayt took his father, Mishnas HaShmito, and we never heard that any kilkel comes up. So that's the essay of the Aderis. He doesn't see what's wrong. So the Israeli government always organized with the Rabbanut. That was organized every, I think, Topshin Pei base is going to be Mishnas HaShmito. The Topshin Pei Gimel, we should all be healthy and live so long, will be they'll have Zecha Lahakel. Very impressive, very beautiful. So they have, when the Chazanish passed away, so they published a collection of Kovid Tigris Chazanish. Very beautiful style of Hebrew. He had his own style of Hebrew. Like Rav Soloveitchik also had his own unique style of Hebrew. The Chazanish also has a unique style. So they have, I think, by now they have at least three volumes of collected letters of the Chazon Ish. So I think in the very first volume, they have, this was not a letter, there was a copy of this kuntres, it's a soft cover kuntres, Zecher HaKol, written by the Aderis. So the Chazon Ish wrote in his own handwriting on the outside cover of the kuntres, En lismach hamal shekosa sefer hazeh, you shouldn't rely on it. So because of that Chazon Ish, that's why the Bnei Yeshiva always boycott. Every 7 years when they have the Zecher HaKol and Eretz, they always boycott it. the Chazon Ish was opposed. We understand why he was opposed. You shouldn't think that the president of the Medina was Herzog, Rabbi Herzog's son. His father was a holy tzaddik. He was not at all what his father was. He wasn't observant like the father. He was the president of Eretz Yisrael. So when he was the president, he leaned the hakel. That's the question. Are people going to look up at him and ask him, Shana? Of course not. They know he's not a rabbi. So that's the question. Is there anything wrong with having a zecha l'hakel? Is there concern that duvon, the duma, nafik b'nei churva? Anyway, this is the mitzvah of hakel. So the Rashi used to say that even though the chi of kriyas haTorah and she'enim chamishi is only by the rabbanon, but the kiyum is there. So let's say tefillah. The Rambam holds that the obligation to daven once a day every day is the raisa. The obligation. The Gemara says tefillah is the rabbanon. That means you daven three times a day on Shabbos Yom Tov, four times a day Yom Kippur, daven the eilah, five tefillahs on one day. That's by the rabbanon. And the text, in particular nusach tefillah, is only the rabbanon. But in principle, you have to daven in a certain framework, start off with Shevach and end off with Haidoi. In the middle, you have the Bakosh and Sarachim. So the Rambam's opinion is that the Daven once a day, every day, is a Chiv deraisa. And the Ramban disagrees, but the Ramban is Moida, only B'shas, when there's a big Tzoras Arabim, when there's an epidemic going around like now, and Tfilah is deraisa. When there's a flood, and when there's a war, wartime, something like that, there's no rain. The animals are going to die. The vegetables are not going to grow. When it's a big tzoras rabban, then there's a chiyuv tefillah derais. So the Rabban holds, though, that tefillah b'chol yom is only the Rabban, but he says, inyan tefillah derais. Inyan tefillah derais. Rabban is safe from it. So Rabbi Soloveitchik said, it's a kiyum derais. Sometimes you're not mechuyev to do something, but if you do it, it is a kiyum derais. So Rabbi Soloveitchik thought the same as where we got in Kriyas HaTorah, that the obligation to lay kriyas haTorah shein machamishi Shabbos Yom Tov is only the Rabbanon, but there is a kiyum deraisa b'haraya that once every 7 years there's a chiyuv to lay in hakel. How do you visualize hakel? How can you have hanashim hanashim atav? How can you have everybody gathered together? Is that possible? Where do you have a stadium big enough to have millions of people come? So I remember Rabbi Schwab once was speaking about Hakel. He asked me, am I familiar with Josephus? Does Josephus have described how they did Hakel? He taught them, why are we sit and read Josephus? I said, we learn Gemara with Tesis. We don't study Josephus. We ought to. Yeah, Josephus has a lot about the Beit HaMikdash. He was there before the Churban Bayis Sheni. He was a general in the Jewish army. So Rabbi Schwab had a suggestion. He wanted to know if there were any historical sources. He thought that maybe the Melech lanes Hakel, and everybody stands in a room in the big stadium for 2 minutes. They hear two or three psukim, then they go out, then new people come in. They stay there for 2-3 minutes, then they go out. It's like a kiddush by Breuers. When they have a bar mitzvah, or they have something like that, an engagement. So they have a kiddush. Everybody comes in, says mazel tov, has a cookie, and they walk out. So it's moving. So he thought maybe Hakel was like that. Because how can you have millions and millions of people standing there? There isn't a room that's big enough to hold millions of people. I don't know. It's a suggestion. The pasuk says
say what? Don't say Eretz Tzvi.
What do you say? That what?
That Eretz Tzvi, that it expands to hold everybody.
Eretz Tzvi, Eretz Yisrael, will hold the order of the Jews. Yeah, but where do you have a mokum in Yerushalayim that's big enough? Even if you have the biggest stadium. Okay, we should check to find out. Was there such? Did they have any records of how they did hakel? Okay, you have to check to see.
Rabbi,
here is a question regarding the taf. Yes.
So what Rabbi said in regards to the chiyu being derabban and the kiyum being minatorah, could that also be said about kiddush also? How the text of kiddush is also that maybe is derabban, but the kiyum of kiddush on Shabbat is deraita also.
Well, the chiyuv of kiddush is deraita. It's a chiyuv. The text is midirabban, but the chiyuv to recite kiddush is deraita. The Gemara learns that's what it means. Zohar. Zohar means lahazakir bepeh, to mention the kedusha sayyim. Yeah.
But by tefillah, even the chiyuv, the Ramban was saying, by tefillah, even the chiyuv was the midirabban.
Chiyuv is only midirabban, right. But the kiyum is certainly deraisa. Yeah. Here is a question regarding the taf. The question regarding the taf, how old are the taf? So the Ramban says he would have thought that the... Yes. Okay, someone is calling with an emergency call, so we will stop here. I apologize. Have a good Shabbos, everybody.
Have a good Shabbos.
Have a good Shabbos.
Good day.
So you're able to listen every day?
Oh, no, it's some Fridays.
What?
It's Fridays. I guess so. No, it's okay.
What?
Hard working, isn't that? Oh.
It's
good. I'm walking the truth.
I know they should be, and that company is talking about.
I said, I don't really need the date too much anymore.